Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study within the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. I magnify His holy name on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to have a song, and I will pray. Scripture reading. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 22. Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They turned, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lips. They shake the head, saying, he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in them, in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make the hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. My bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gasp upon me with their mouths as a raving and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and upon my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For the dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stared upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. I have just read you 19 verses of Psalm 22. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're just going to have a song. Just give me.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. We confess tonight and we repent. We ask your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I come tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, just giving you all praise and all glory tonight, just magnifying your holy name on tonight, God. We give you glory. Lord, I ask you right now, our minds and our thoughts, that we may understand your word on tonight, God. And we ask you to bless the guest speaker, hallelujah, on tonight, and give him what he needs to teach us and to explain to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to stir up every gift that's in him on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you right now, God, to open up our hearts right now. Open up our understanding that we may understand what you're saying to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to let Edward Dean decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you tonight, God. We praise you tonight for your holy word, God. We give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen, 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 amen. So let it be. So I'm going to get ready to, I just want to just give reverence to God who is my life and to Apostle Dean and to each one of you. I just thank and praise God for being here on tonight. I'm going to get ready to start reading Deuteronomy chapter 27 and maybe read over the 28, half of 28. Amen. Just keep up with me. Deuteronomy chapter 27. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when ye shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and platters them with platters. And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law, when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. Therefore it shall be when ye be gone over Jordan that ye shall set up these stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stone. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon and unto the Lord thy God, and thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shall eat there and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of the law of this law very plainly. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand up on Mount Gizim to bless the people. When ye are come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed be he that sitteth like by his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be that perversive, the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that confirm not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. Chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the fields. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, and he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his way, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath him. And if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to be observed and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee curses and vexation and rebuke in all that thou settest thy hand unto thee to do, until thou that destroyest, and until thou perish quickly, because of thy wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pedestal cleave unto thee, until thou have consumed thee from off thy land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, with a inflammation, with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasphemy, blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until that thou perish, and they have in thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thy feet shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder, and dust from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdom of the earth, and thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will see with the blotch of Egypt, and with the emerald, and with the scab, and with the itch, wherefore thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of the heart, and thou shalt grope all at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in the ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoil over even more, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be troth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be stained before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thy ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be destroyed to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thy enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy son and thy daughter shall be given unto another people, and thy eyes shall look and fall with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed in all ways, so that thou shalt be mad. For the sight of thy eyes shall thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore blot that cannot be healed. From the sole of thy feet, from the sole of thy feet unto the top of thy head, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king, whether thou shalt sit over thee unto a nation which neither thou not thy God, nor thy God. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt sit over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy father have known, and there shall thou serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the fields, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thy olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruits of thy land shall the locusts consume. The strangers that is within thee shall get up and above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which command thee, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Service not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall sin against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce continent, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind or flock of thy sheep until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou truest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God have given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thy own body, the fruit of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God have given thee, in the seeds and in the straitness whereof thy enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tendent among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he would not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he have nothing left in the seed and in the straitness wherewith thy enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not venture to set the sole of her feet upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear therefore she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thy enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. And if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Then the Lord will make the plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continence, and sore sickness, and of long continuous, continuous. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. Then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed, and ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of the heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoices over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land whether thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy father have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. That's okay. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it would eve, and at eve thou shalt say, would God it were morning, for the fear of thy heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thy eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee unto Egypt again, and with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto the enemies of bondmen. Wait a minute. One second. And bonds women, and no man shall buy you. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for the reading of the word. We're going to go over these little three questions, and then we're going to have Prophetess Martin to go back down and read wherever Apostle wants her to read it. Okay, we're going to... And I said, I don't know if I got everybody on here. Just one second, y'all. I might have to go downstairs. What happened? Wait a minute, y'all. I'm going to have to go downstairs because I think somebody got knocked off. Wait a minute. Anyway, I'm getting ready to start with these questions. 27. When the people went into the land, they were going to possess what were theirs. What were they to write on the stones that were to be set up? When the people went into the land they were going to possess, what were they to write on the stones that were set up? What did Moses write on them? Let's see if I can get this up here.
The Ten Commandments?
That's the commandments. That's right. Amen. Wait a minute, I'm trying to see if I can pull this thing up right quick. Wait a minute. Now give me 2 seconds. Trying to see if I can pull this thing up. I can't pull it up on here. But okay. Anyway. One more. Okay, I'm at. That was 27 and 28. The question is in 28. What could the people expect for being obedient to God? What could the people expect for being obedient to God's commandments? What could they expect?
To live a blessed life.
Yep.
If they was obedient, they're going to be blessed. Everything's going to be blessed.
Yep. Blessings abundant in all that they did or possess. All that they have or possess, they're going to be blessed. Okay, number two. What could the people expect for not obeying God's commandments? That's right. They're going to be cursed. They're going to have diseases and pestilence in all that they did or possessed. Yeah, they're going to be cursed. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get ready to for Apostle. Apostle, you can come on and you can tell Ray where to start reading it, where you want her to start reading.
All right.
Ray.
Hey, Granddad.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You have any questions in 28?
Okay, he wants you to start reading in
28. Yeah. I'll read in 28. Okay. We're at
40. One verse at a time.
Let me start the first verse.
Okay. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
It says, and it shall come to pass if you do these things, if you listen to God and obey his commandments, all these things I will bless you with. But you got to listen. You got to obey. That one word, ill. In chapter 8, from first verse to verse 15, it's 15 things that God will bless you. Bless your children, your home, everything. Then you get over to verse 15. 15 says, but it shall come to pass if they will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, Lord of God. Hearkens means to listen. Again, it says if. From 15 to verse 68 is 53 verses bringing curses, sickness, disease, everything upon you. Everything you touch, you will be cursed with. That's why it's important to understand and to do his will. As you read through 28, there are two words in the in this chapter, shall and shall. Shall means future tense. Shall means right now. Means right now. Look at verse 6. It says, and, shall thy be when thy cometh in, and blessed shall I be when I come out. See, that should be encouraging to you or anybody that's doing the will of God or listening to his voice. Anytime you obey your Ten Commandments and do them right, God will continue to bless you. He will talk to you. He will stand beside you. He will even fight or keep sickness and disease away from you. So keep that in mind. But you got to remember to obey your commandment. Any questions?
I don't have a question, but I do have an observation. It shows so many less verses on how to keep the commandments of the Lord. And I guess it's showing us, too, that how many different commandments when it says, if you do not obey God's commandments, there are so many more. So it seems like it's easier for the ones that we should obey than the ones we should not obey, that we shall be blessed. I especially like the one it says is blessed. Shall thou be coming in and going out if you obey these commandments. So that was just an observation of that I saw. But it was good. It's really good.
Well, sister, if you take the original Ten Commandments and do them, all these other commandments falls upon those 10. Everything falls under the 10. So if you do the 10, everything else will fall in place. Any questions?
Amen. Nope. We just want you to, we're going to read down these things so you can kind of explain some of this stuff to us, because we got about 10 or 15 minutes. And if we, Ray can just, or anyone that you want to explain to us, you can.
Okay.
And we are lit.
Mm-hmm.
It says in 27, verse 27, the Lord will smite thee with a blotch of Egypt and with the emerald and with the scab and with the itch whereof thou cannot be healed. What does that mean?
It says God will smite thee with blotch. It means boils or hemorrhoids. That he put up on Egypt. See, if you go back to the plagues that God put up on Egypt and imagine what it would be like, you would understand that there was nothing good about those plagues that God put up on Egypt.
Right.
By you being his children and being disobedient and not follow after him or listening to his voice makes him angry. Then he's going to apply all these plagues that he put up on Egypt, he's going to have put up on you. But they're going to be even worse.
Even worse. Yep.
They're going to be worse. Can you imagine having sores and boils in the back of your leg, all over your body, and you scratching and digging, trying to bust them or whatever it might be, and they still don't heal?
Right.
That's a sickening feeling.
Yeah. And then in verse 59, it says, no, 58, it says, if you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord would make thy plague wonderful and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues of thy long continuous and sore sickness and of long continuous. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this, in the book of this law, them with the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. So
now here you go. You got this coronavirus.
Yep.
Which is not which is not written in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's going to be more.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be more sicknesses and more plagues.
Mm-hmm. He said, if you will not obey.
If you won't obey.
That's right.
That's why it's important to do the 10.
That's right. Amen. Yes, sir.
Look at
10.
Look at verse 65. 65 says, and among these nations shall thy find no ease. Wherever God scatter you at, wherever he put you, these other countries of nations in the world will not be friendly toward you. You will find everything you do there hard. It's rough. It's bad.
Yeah.
Now, here's some signs and some wonders that we should look at. In verse 68, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. It says, bring you back into Egypt again. All these nations in the world are like Egypt. But you got there by ships. And if any of us know anything about our history, you wonder how you got to this country. You came here by ships. You didn't know the language. You didn't know the customs. You didn't know anything. You were brought here by ships. The Bible said, I shall see it no more. You won't see your home, your homeland. No more. A place that God gave you for milk and honey is gone. You won't see it. No more to get back. And when they took you out of here, you were sold to other nations for slave women, slave men, and nobody shall buy you. That word sell, S-H-A-L-L, in future. This is what's going to happen to them in the future. And my God, we're already there.
Any more questions or comments? We got about 4 minutes.
Amen. I have a question and a comment. When we were talking about those, there was another variant that they were talking about today that was coming out. It just seems like these are telling us the signs to look for the coming of time. But verse number 37, and it says, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shall lead thee. And I wanted Apostle to elaborate on what that meant. Verse 37.
And I shall be an astonishment. Yeah, it means that, and I shall become become in a horn and a proverb. Proverb is one of your pet names. Nigger. And so on. And the byword is one of your pet names. Among all nations whether the Lord shall lead thee. Wherever the Lord leads thee, they got pet names for you. You are never your original name. Hmm. Nigga this, nigga that.
Hmm.
All your life. They get behind doors. This, and this. They're using one of your pet names. Never call you by your original name. And then even that, the name that the Lord thy God gave you, they took it away.
Mm-hmm.
While you were in slavery. And on your way over, in your ships, you had different names. And they gave you the name they want you to give. They want you to have.
Well, that was good. That was really good. It's like. Astonishment means like a surprise or shock or amazement. We know that, and it says, "And thou shalt become an amazement," like Apostle said, a proverb and a byword among all nations. You know, it's something. When we have to go through stuff like a wonder or amazement of some kind, and then a byword, you know, like he said, a byword is not a good word, you know. So you have to really be look at that. It's like, and I don't know whether it's a bad word, but it's a notorious and an outstanding word or an example or whatever. But astonishment means surprise. It's a great surprise, and like he said, it was one of them bywords. Then, like I told you all before, it's one time, and I'm going to try to look it up again, where these two or three ladies was atheists, and that's what I'm going to look up so I can share it with you all Tuesday, and told you that they just hated God, and they just turned on God, and they hated God. And so God said, when you do that, I'm going to loose all these diseases on you. Them people had over 100 diseases, these ladies. I just got to look it up so you all can believe me. I know one of them was black and another one was white. And when the black one realized that she had to really accept God to be healed, she said she had so many diseases the doctors had diagnosed her with that she was dying every day. She was just dying until she accepted God, Jesus, as her Lord and Savior. But they was talking about Jesus, God, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. They hated them until them diseases came upon them. And then she contacted the white lady and told her she had to repent. I'm telling you, I got to get that for y'all so y'all can really see and understand how it'll be for someone that rejects God, that don't believe in the Ten Commandments, that won't keep the commandments. That's how it would be. He said, I will let you have hemorrhoids, and they going to itch mm-hmm. with a great itch, because that's what hemorrhoids mm-hmm. do, they itch. Honey, with a mm-hmm. scab and a boil and a sore, who want that?
From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it, yes, yes, them boils.
And then scratching. Digging, no matter mm-hmm. what you do, no matter what you use,
they come back.
What God say, it will never heal.
Mm-hmm.
It will never. Mm-hmm. That's something. That is something. I'm telling you. Well, we just thank and praise God. I mean, we could have stayed on there two or three hours. But it's good because we're going to get a chance to go back through Deuteronomy again. And we need to make a habit of reading Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Both of them are good. And we need to make a habit sometime in the month just to read them, just to remind us, just a reminder for us of the curses and the blessings of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to hold you. It's 8:33 now. We're going to get ready to get off. But it was very good. It was very, very good. And if anybody else have any questions, we will answer them or comments. But this was very, very good. I really appreciate Apostle teaching tonight for me. I give the Lord praise for him. So we're going to get ready to close out if there is no more questions or comments from anyone. Because it really didn't make a dent in it. It didn't make a dent. It was just give us a little more understanding. But we're going to get to go back over Deuteronomy 28. So, Father, we just thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for Apostle Dean, God, for teaching and the class on tonight. Father, I ask you now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover their families, cover the cars they drive, the houses where they live, Father. In the name of Jesus, cover their families, the children, the husband, the wife. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to bless us going out and coming in. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to bind the strong man tonight from our lives. Bind up the strong man, God, from this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. I bind up right now in Jesus' name. I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. We're going to be right back here tomorrow night for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour if you can. God bless you all. I love you with the love of God. If you have any questions about this thing, feel free to call you. You can always get Apostle Dean if you still have questions or comments. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night. I love y'all.
Amen. God bless. Love you. God bless.
Love
y'all.
Good night.
God bless.
Love you too. Good night.